Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
There we go.
You might want to.
Yeah.
Who? Help him, Schmidel.
Pick out the stuff.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh boy.
So what's he picking out? I wasn't a part of the conversation.
Okay. Right. So there's a thing, I don't know what it is. It's like, it doesn't matter. We're going to get too deep in the woods. Just help him. That's all I'm saying.
Schmidel?
Yeah.
Hey, Schmidel.
What's up?
Don't do anything until I help you.
Okay.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Right.
Don't care.
Okay.
Jamie just says, help you.
All right.
No, it's just that we were picking out some like promo stuff and some best of stuff. And so sometimes I think what I think is funny, well, everybody, it's all objective.
Yeah.
So what I think is funny and what Schmidel thinks is funny and what you think is funny and Garza, it's always different. Right? That's just life.
Yeah. Well, usually, though, yours is funny and mine's funny, but his isn't.
I think I'm funny.
That's what we're trying to say in a nice way.
I wasn't saying that. No. You are funny. No, I'm just saying what you perceive as the show moment, what's funny, and what I perceive. Like, sometimes when
I go... Yeah, like I made that promo about the squid with the... Or was it... It was like a bug that doesn't have a butthole, right? And then I made the promo, and I thought it was hilarious. But you were like, yeah, I don't really know if we should make that a promo.
Right, because I said, hey, I don't think that we should be saying butthole every 5 minutes.
Yeah. on a thing that constantly plays.
Yeah, for a thing that's on a rotator.
Yeah, don't do anything yet. just sit tight.
Right.
I mean, it is funny, but it was funny in that moment because it was like, bam. But if you keep playing it, then it's like,
It kind of loses its meaning.
Yeah.
If this is for the Colorado Broadcasters Association's awards, then I think we use butthole. Can you imagine that throw up for a loop?
Oh
okay, let's listen to nomination number 4. Butthole. They're having this fancy dinner.
Right?
We wouldn't win, but man, we'd shake the place up.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Like, okay, here's our nomination.
I know, right? Because, I mean, it's us. They would totally expect it, right?
Well, we've never won.
I know,
they don't
right?
Like us.
No, at all. It's fine. I don't care. It's like, anyway. You know, I want to tell you something. Here's the thing. So I haven't told you guys this, but I've been on pins and needles about a refund that I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a dumb ass purchase that's extreme? It's dumb. It was in the moment. You thought like you deserved it. You said to yourself, I work hard.
Yeah, well, according to my wife, I did it yesterday.
Oh, you did? What'd you buy?
Anything I bought,
Jen. Oh, okay.
Anything I bought for the house, the stairs, this door, whatever.
So I'm dope. I because, you know, like, look, I bought my own Christmas gift. That's what my mind said is like, I bought my own Christmas gift. I deserve it. work hard.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, like I don't have a gift under the tree. So this, so I spent a lot of money. And then when I got it, I was like, you are dumb. Like, you are literally dumb. I just got the refund.
What's
the,
what'd you buy?
I'll show you.
You got to show me. You
yeah,
can't
I
say.
I
want to
know what this is.
It well, must be really yeah. embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
All right, let me see what you bought.
Okay.
All right.
It is so, I got the refund finally. Look at the total. It's at the bottom.
Hold on.
What is it?
What? You don't need to know.
But look, I get, but it says fully refunded, doesn't it? See?
Ooh, one, so you two, bought it, three, instantly had regret, four. And you're like, no.
Yes, yeah.
Folks, I'll just tell you this, six figures on here.
It's wow. Six figures.
I was going to say, I definitely know what it is. If it's that
two,
much.
I counted the two past the dot.
Yeah, but look.
It's radio. Why not? Right?
Yeah, right? Yeah. No,
it's four figures.
Look, ordered, refunded. Thank God. Okay.
Thank
anyway.
God you got it back.
Woo! I know, and I was so worried. And
it's not that good looking of a purse.
You went with the real
purse,
deal.
$4,000.
$4,110.
What kind is it? What kind?
For
it's
a purse.
It's a Jimmy Choo.
What? Wow.
Jimmy Choo.
Jimmy Choo. Achoo!
Is that new? Like a new brand?
No, it's been around forever.
Oh.
I got some Jimmy Choo shoes.
You don't know Jimmy Choo?
No, dude. I'm not cool enough for Jimmy Choo.
Like, Bree doesn't even pull up the website because she knows it's never.
I instantly, I was just like, yeah, okay, maybe you should get a Christmas present, but then this isn't
okay,
it.
Okay, but I will say, in your defense, it's better than a car, because I thought you were going to buy a car over the break.
Car makes sense.
I almost did.
$4,000 purse doesn't make sense.
$4,000 purse doesn't
make no, no, a car makes sense.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to get an Aston Martin.
I know, because I Aston Martin.
Doesn't Jimmy Choo, doesn't he make like, or she, whomever it is, don't they also make some affordable stuff? Don't they have another line that they also do?
No.
I thought they did.
You're thinking of Chewy or something.
Yeah,
Chewy. What's that one?
Chewy.
Toomey. Toomoo. I don't know. No. Anyway, all right. But the good news is I got my brain back, right? Like, I got it back in time to get the refund.
Yeah, brain and refund.
Man.
Got them both back.
Have you guys ever done that where you're just like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever bought in my life?
Not to that degree, no. You win.
This is a lot.
You won.
You don't think you have?
No.
I bet you have.
No.
Yep.
Not to that degree.
I bet you have.
Mm-hmm. I've never bought like a pair of shoes, a wallet,
no,
nothing
not,
like
not that.
That
not girl stuff. I meant, I bet you spent like $4,000 on something. Like gambling.
I've never spent $4,000 in gambling all at one shot. Now, if you add it up over the years, in my head, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. But I've never bought something that I literally, once I got it, and I thought to myself, what in the hell did I do? And then go back to get your refund immediately because you realize it's really a dumb
you
move.
Well, you're a better person than me. Have you guys?
Yeah, well, I will say when I first got my car, because it was like, it was too good a deal to pass up, but I wasn't ready. Like, I didn't want to get a car payment like I did.
Right.
And we got to the dealership in Boise, Idaho. And I handed over the keys to my car, and they gave me my new car. And I was like, I was driving home, and we were in this ice storm. I was like, oh, I don't, this is a horrible decision. What am I doing? I was like, there's no way I have any business like buying this car right now. But I did, because I did. I was like, you know, you work hard. You never bought anything for yourself.
This. Yeah. You deserve it.
But she's gone a step further. She's in her head convinced herself, this was stupid.
Oh, yeah.
No. I need my money back. So you didn't turn around and go back to the dealer. You just had what's called buyer's remorse, and maybe it wasn't worth it. But now that I'm driving, it's kind of worth it.
I mean,
no, Jamie all of a sudden had a wake-up call.
Like, yeah.
It was like, okay, this is dumb. Well, this is dumb. Get your money back.
I saw this CEO, and you know, he's like a multi-millionaire or whatever. He said the dumbest purchase he ever made in his life was a car. He bought like a Ferrari, and then he thought, what am I doing?
Seriously.
Like, I mean, he could afford it. Not like, I mean, I can't afford these purses. They would be on my credit card, but he could afford that Ferrari, but he thought, what did I do?
I know a guy that did that with land. He bought like 6 acres somewhere, and then after he bought it, he realized there's nothing you can do with it.
Was it landlocked?
It had no electricity. Yeah. You couldn't build on it, blah, blah, blah. Oh. And he literally turned around and sold it within 3 days.
Oh, my God.
And lost money.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Schmidilla, have you ever had regrets about how much you spend on OnlyFans?
Oh, dude, all the time. I'm not even, yeah. Because then I don't know how to say this without being too, like...
pervy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just, like, when everything's done, you know, and then... Then that's when it all kind of sets in, where you're like, oh, man, I just spent $100 on this. This is stupid.
What? Hey, Schmidel, remember that scale that I talked about?
I went up to 10
Yeah,
on
where you're
one.
A 1.5. You just topped the scale.
I pegged that scale.
You're right there with butt slapper guy that's out there running around on a mini bike.
Just don't get that.
You got to think with your brain, okay?
Yeah, that I'm not thinking with the brain in that moment. Yeah.
I would never pay to have an orgasm, ever.
Let's not go that far. That's not what I got from the story.
You didn't? I did. What did you get?
I got She's a couple basically different right. Things. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what? I mean,
just kidding.
Women laugh at people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at men, not at people like you, but in men in general, like, who has to pay for that?
No, I realize how stupid it is, like, after the fact. Yeah.
My God.
Won't stop you from doing it again today, will it?
Hopefully, maybe this
You'll
time
be placing
it'll be
your order before you leave here.
I don't get it though. There's free stuff on the internet.
Yeah, but it's not like personalized. Like they're literally making videos just for you. Where there's,
I gotta turn him off.
That was a good call. Okay. That was a good call.
They're making stuff for you.
We're getting it.
No, personalized.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know what? That was a great call.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, I haven't done any tabloid trash. All right, there you go, tabloid trash.
I still feel like we had fun.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I just saw a couple more videos online of that funeral yesterday. Man, there are some sour-looking people in the audience for the Jimmy Carter funeral yesterday.
Yeah, Melania Trump looked like a bitch.
Was she mad at people or what?
I don't know. I think she's beautiful, and I have nothing against her, so don't say it's political because I'm not being political. I'm just saying she looks so bitchy. I was like, no. Melania, I don't know if she's one of those. I had a friend once that doesn't move her face because she doesn't want to get wrinkles.
Yeah.
And so she was always, her name was Gina, and she like never moved her face because her mom told her that if you laugh too much and stuff, you'll get wrinkles. Mm-hmm. So she was always like that. So I don't know if that's what Melania's did.
No, I don't think so. I think that what you had yesterday, and again, this is Jimmy Carter's funeral that was yesterday, so yet all the presidents that are alive that showed up and their wives, former first ladies. Yet all the, I think there was just a lot of hatred in the building.
No, I saw a lot of love. I saw Obama and Trump just loving each other, having so much fun. Did you see them chuckling and giggling?
But there were people around them hating that.
Well, that's what people said. I liked it.
Everybody
thought it looked good.
Well, that looked good. No, yeah. That part looked good. I'm not saying that, but you had the Pence, you had the former president. What was his name? George Bush. You had him there. They were all kind of sour, except for Trump
and
Obama.
They were just like,
yeah, it's like
they were doing knee slapping.
It was almost like. They were a little over the top for a funeral.
I thought they were a little mouthy. Yeah, I was like,
for a funeral.
Maybe that's what Melania was mad about. She was like, shh.
Will you shut up?
Yeah, right? My God. And then I did feel bad because Bush was looking at Biden like he was kind of irritated because Biden was sleeping. Oh, I felt bad.
You know, that's a good place to get a nap, though.
Just watching it made me tired. Yeah. I was not even mad at Biden for that. I was like, I get you.
I couldn't stay awake.
Yeah.
No, I'm watching it at home, and I'm nodding off.
And I wasn't even watching it. I just saw bits and pieces. And I was like, oh, my God, I get why you're sleeping. Yeah.
Wow. That is such a spectacle, though, of a former president dying like that. You know, the whole pageantry of it all.
I just thought it was really bad timing, kind of, because, you know, with the fires and stuff, I felt like it kind of got overlooked a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of unfortunate, you know, circumstance there.
But maybe Obama and Trump are going to be BFFs.
Could be.
Oh, my God. Maybe they'll get that necklace that's a B.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, where was Michelle? Oh, best friend.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's split in the middle, and I get the B-E, and you get the S-T,
right.
Okay? And then I get the F-R-I, and then your side of the necklace says E-N-D.
Yeah, I'm the end.
Yeah, so I'll have that part, and then you'll have the
Do we always have to stand together?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Just like when I wear
that
shirt.
Yeah, you got to connect them.
I'm with stupid that points at you. We have to stand right by each other. Yeah.
You got to watch who you stand
Michelle
next to,
there?
Right? Michelle Obama was the only one missing, wasn't she?
I
think
I
so.
Didn't see her.
Yeah, they couldn't find her. They said she was on vacation.
You are chuckling because you saw a different meme. I know you.
No, I didn't either. No. I think she was in Hawaii.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, I think they said that she was in Hawaii and couldn't make it back.
Is there trouble in paradise?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's
kind of
weird.
She should have been there. That's disrespectful.
She was the only person missing that I can, that I remember.
I like her.
From watching it yesterday.
Why wasn't she there?
I don't know. But maybe that's why they were joking with each other. Maybe they were making wife jokes.
Oh, probably so.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, today's a big day, Jamie. Are you nervous?
No, here's the thing. So I was telling BJ off the air, like, you know how everybody makes New Year's resolutions or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I am a thrown together girl, right? Just thrown, like, chaotic is my life. Just chaos.
Some people call it a hot mess.
Yeah, and maybe psychotic too. Yeah. Who knows? But anyway, and so my New Year's resolution is I'm going to be a put together girl, right?
Go.
I'm going to be put together. I'm going to be more organized. And the other thing is, like, with damp January, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take care of my health better.
Started out as dry.
It did, but Sunday is going to be damp.
It's going to be damp.
Damp Sunday, yeah. Sunday, because we're...
It's a good run, though. Yeah, seven or 8 days.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean I'm not going back to it. It's just damp because of Sunday.
No, it doesn't
Sunday.
Mean that.
No, it doesn't.
I think it kind of might mean that, but after a damp, it's kind of hard to get dry after damp.
Why? Because you came off of damp.
You dry out.
Yeah.
Carson, you really believe that's going to happen?
Watch it.
Whether I believe it or...
Let's go back to putting ourselves together.
Right, I'm going to be
get
it together. Okay. I'm going to be organized. Right. I'm not going to be looking for keys. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to start going to Pilates again. Remember when I was going to Pilates? I'm going to start doing that again. I'm going to be a total package.
Okay.
And so part of that is I never take care of me, really, right? Because I've been living for my son. I have always just lived for my son, for Ralphie. And so now that he's in college, I can start doing things for me. So one of the things is,
this is a big year for
you. It is a big year.
2025, man, that's going to rock
for you.
Well,
because it's for me.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Because it's not all about my child.
Yeah, I got you.
And so, so one of the things is I signed on with Facial Aesthetics. And so they literally bring you in there. And I mean, I love them, but they put you in this machine and they go, oof.
Does it give you a percentage of what the chances are we could actually fix you?
Yeah, like I have really good percent.
Oh, you do?
And they're not upselling me because my services are part of my deal, right? So they're not upselling me on anything. But they're like, look, this is an easy fix for a couple of these things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I'm sure there are people that go in there where the machine goes, whoop, 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 whoop. And they just kind of rush you out.
That's funny that you say that because they actually said that they should put you in the machine.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
I'm not
Sir,
even kidding.
Sir, we can't help you.
It wasn't funny.
I'm not even kidding.
That wasn't funny.
That was funny.
That wasn't funny.
He said, you should bring BJ over here and put him in the machine. And I was like...
It would break it.
Yeah.
Because it gives you what your actual age is skin-wise. Like the skin damage, what your actual age is and stuff. Yeah. And
so you rang up pretty good on me.
I did because I've been
your easy fix.
I've been a sun lover. So that's part of the problem is I've been the girl that's just like, I don't need sunscreen. You know,
right.
And it catches up with you.
Right. But I would have guessed, just knowing you, Jamie, that you before the machine came along, I would have thought that you'd be an easy fix.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, really? Thanks. And that's a compliment. I mean, you're a hot mess. Right. There are some real major problems with you. But I got a feeling you're... Let me put it this way.
Okay, well...
I got a feeling that you're fixable.
They said I'm fixable. Yeah,
there
you're
go.
Not even hurting my feelings because they said it the same
you're
way.
You're fixable.
Yeah. The thing is, with modern technology and modern medicine, we're all fixable. Even you.
I don't know.
Well, it'll take a lot more money than me.
A lot of damage. A lot of damage done over here, girl. A lot of damage.
But anyway, so I'm going Facial Aesthetics today. And so what they're doing first is this, it's this broadband light therapy thing. And it's like, pew, 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 pew.
Wait a minute.
Pew, pew.
The BBL is not a Brazilian butt lift?
I know. It's confusing.
Well, son of a... Well, let's just play a song, Ben.
No! And then I'm getting this Moxie thing, which I think that you should have,
What's
too.
The Moxie?
So this is really cool because, you know, like when you lose, what's it called? That collagen, you know? Then your face starts to fall off your body.
When things start flopping?
Yeah, collagen. We all lose collagen.
Right.
Right? So this Moxie thing, it goes under your skin and it like, it does something. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew.
And it fixes it?
Yes.
Wow.
Is this a procedure that in and out?
Yeah, so both of them I'm having today. And all of a sudden, Monday.
And I'll notice the difference.
You will.
Yes. Monday.
You're going to be like.
Damn, I can't wait.
No, you're going to be like. Oh my God, are you a supermodel? And I'll be like, no, it's me, Jame.
It's like a different, like a stranger's gonna walk through the
You're
door.
You're telling me, Monday morning, when you come in here, I'm gonna think I'm working with a supermodel.
Yes, sir. You are. You're gonna be
Lord have mercy.
Like you're gonna grab hold of Carson's arm and go, dude, I mean, I'm just like, whoa. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to pop a wheelie if you know. Man. It's going to be that good.
It's finally going to start working.
No kidding. Wow. All right. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited,
yeah,
too.
Because it is a quick procedure.
It is.
You go in,
and
get
no
it
downtime.
Done.
Yeah.
What's the name of this place again?
It's Facial Aesthetics.
Facial Aesthetics.
Let me do a shameless plug. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
So go to their website if you want to see everything they offer. It's facialaestheticsinc.com. Again, it's facialaestheticsinc.com. And they have a whole list of stuff that you can have done.
I don't even care if the Broncos win now. I'm going to be working with a Super Bowl. Come on, day.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson, about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
We gotta go. All right, let's talk about the Broncos real quick here because the Broncos play on Sunday. Jamie's got money on the game.
What's that called?
Spadil, she's got skin.
I got skin in the game.
Yep. That's what it is.
Skin in the game.
Man. Yeah.
I'm really excited. So if they go into overtime, it doesn't matter who wins. If they go into OT, I'm a rich woman.
$1,700.
What are you going to do with your $1,600?
I'm going to put it into a high-quality mutual fund.
That's a good move.
That is a good move.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, go Broncos.
Q.
Go Broncos.
Now, are you doing a party?
Yeah, a get-together.
It's kind of a party.
It's kind of a party, but get-togethers are more like, hey, let's all just get together. Like, not... A party is where you have everything planned and there's food and stuff
you're
like
right,
that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there is a difference.
Yeah,
right.
Well, it's a get together.
A little get together.
A little get together.
You know, it's 11 o'clock kickoff, right?
Yes,
So you guys have to get your get together going early.
Early. Now, I know you're having, you and Juan are having a party.
Throwing a party.
Yeah.
My house, yeah. Big bash at my house. Yeah. Now, it's just
Juan is the loneliest.
It's just me.
I do like that you were planning your menu for you.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you come up with?
My wife and kid. I'm going to go with ribs.
Oh, so your wife is here now.
My wife and kid. Well, they're going to go up to her dad's to look over some stuff because he's moving, you know.
Oh.
So they've got Sunday all
really
planned out.
So it really is just you.
So, yeah, it's just me.
That sounds like a great weekend to me, man.
For my party.
No, I think most men, listen, I'm not taking away from them. Yeah. I'm telling you, most men wish they could be BJ.
Yeah.
Alone with a game that's a playoff game. Every man hates you right now because they want to be you.
Right. Yeah. I'll get up around 8 o'clock, start taping my ankles and stuff.
Getting ready. Yeah. Doing your calisthenics.
I do that. Yeah. I put that black under my eye before I eat my ribs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, do some stretches.
You got that tape around your wrist when you got the ribs held up there, you know?
Nice. Yeah.
Gotta have support.
Yeah.
I think the Broncos are gonna win, folks. All right, we'll see you back here Monday. Remember, come Monday, I'm working with a supermodel. Woo! I'm excited.
I know. It's gonna be amazing.
Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. We will see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.